Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Lost Tudor Princess, A Life of Margaret Douglas, Countess of Lennox, by Alison Weir. Narrated by Maggie Mash.
Prologue. In 1515, the Palace of Linlithgow, future birthplace of Mary Queen of Scots, was a magnificent royal residence, overlooking one of Scotland's most beautiful lochs. A favoured residence of the Scottish kings, it had been built by successive monarchs around a great courtyard and boasted a fine hall and princely chambers. It was to this tranquil setting that in September that year, Margaret Tudor, Queen Dowager of Scotland, Countess of Angus and sister of Henry VIII of England, came to bear her seventh child. We have no record of her going into confinement, or taking to her chamber, as it was known, but it is likely that she followed the ceremonial observed by her mother, Elizabeth of York, and attended a service in chapel, where she and her household prayed for a safe and happy delivery. After this, she would have been served spiced wine and comfits, before bidding farewell to the lords and officers in attendance, and disappearing with her women beyond the traverse, the heavy curtain that hung over the door to her bedchamber. Here she would remain secluded until after her child was born, and it was assumed that she would rest and take good care of herself in preparation for the birth. But Margaret Tudor did no such thing. She remained in her chamber for just 48 hours, convinced.